Well, hello again, everybody in Turdville. This is your friendly Sherpa, Turd Ferguson, here to guide you through the peaks and valleys and emotional swings of investing in gold and silver. Hey, this is Turd Talks Metals. It is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2013. And oh, what a painful and bloody day we had again today. Man, I am here to tell you this is no fun at all. I'm not enjoying this, and I know you're not enjoying this. But all we can do is hang in there at this point. This entire episode has been designed and carried out so that the big banks, who, as you know, always end up winning, so that the big banks could transfer all of their risk of being the short side, particularly in silver, and transfer that onto the backs of others so that they can get long. I have no doubt that that's what this has been about ever since October the 1st. If you remember the podcast from when QE to infinity was announced, it was as if the banks didn't know it was coming because they had been shorting so heavily in that rally from August into September of last year. And I giggled and chortled and chuckled. And I thought we were on the verge of an extremely powerful rally, that the cartel was trapped. But in a post-MFG world where there is not nearly the liquidity that there used to be, there wasn't a rush into the metals. In fact, the banks were able to lead the speculative money by the nose and paint the charts and convince them to not only not buy, but to begin to short. And now, over the last 8 weeks, we have seen a virtual explosion of short interest, particularly in silver. And that explosion now is coming to a peak this week. In fact, as I mentioned yesterday, I would not be surprised if in this next commitment of traders report that will be out in 2 days, if we don't see record levels of large spec net long ratios and positions and record levels of cartel net short. Today it continued. I mean, we had just a brutal massacre of yesterday. And today was just heartless. Gold held in there and actually rallied overnight after a very sharp beat down right at about 9 o'clock Eastern that was reminiscent of January of 2011. But then after the rally this morning, they came at gold and they came at it hard and just drove it straight down. And when there are no buyers and when all the momentum's on the short side, it's not hard to do. And again, as the shorts were parading into the market yesterday and today, that is an establishment of position. We'll see that when we get to the open interest numbers. And in establishing that position on the short side, somebody is taking the long side. That's how it works. Again, whom do you suppose is on the long side if the speculators are on the short side? The banks, of course. Not only are the commercials buying, but the cartel is covering. That's buying as well. And who ultimately is going to be right? Well, you know who is going to be right. We're very close to the bottom. But what I want you to consider, and I wrote about this at TF Metals Report today, I want you to consider the very high likelihood of the washout of washouts, the mother of all dips, the mother of all raids. Okay? Got to remember, these banks are greedy. Okay, you don't get into the banking business if you're not watching every penny, if you don't want to maximize all of your potential returns. They have done an historically significant and impressive job of transferring the position to being short, again, particularly in silver, off of their backs and onto the specs. And now here they are. The market could rally now and they'd be perfectly fine with that. But there are still some crumbs left on the table for them to vacuum up. And that's what I think is coming. Everybody in their brother, Stevie Wonder, can see the important line of support in silver just above 26. And the equally important line of support in gold that falls somewhere between 1525 and 1535. If those lines can be broken, the amount of damage it would do psychologically, the excitement and bated breath with which Maria Hedoromo and all the other folks at CNBS would come on and proclaim that gold is now officially in a bear market, down more than 20% from its all-time highs. And that every fool from Gartman to Christian would be out there telling you that it's all over. And for a brief period of time, maybe as brief as 24, 48, 72 hours, gold would plummet and silver would plummet. And you would have all of the rest of the potential spec shorting, all of the rest of the holdover longs would be wrung out. You might get gold all the way down to 1,400. You could get silver all the way down to, I don't know, 24, 23? And at that point, you would finally have your capitulation, your total washout. At that point, the banks, the bullion banks, would have picked up and munched upon every single possible short. And when there's no one left to sell, you're left only with buyers. That would be for you, if you wanted to trade again, that would be the opportunity of a lifetime. I firmly believe it. Frankly, right now, it's the opportunity of a lifetime. Buy now, because there can be no assurance that those support levels are going to break. They're there for a reason. So you should be buying now anyway. And by a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, it's not going to matter what you paid. But if you really want to roll the dice, if you want to make some fast money, I'm going to sound like Kramer, sit with your fingers crossed. Root for the bad guys for once. And just see if they can't break it down and break that trend line. Get a false breakdown. Suck all of the remaining shorts in. And then reverse it. It would be similar to, if you remember, almost really just a little over a year ago. On Leap Day, the day before Leap Day, February 28th, after silver had gone from 27 to 36, it broke out of the range for a day. It was up almost $2 that day, from 35.5 to 37.5. Look at any chart and you'll see that day. Actually, you have to see it on the weekly chart now, probably. You'll see it. It's a clear breakout. That night, you can go back and check my site. That night, we were all excited. Man, I got to tell you, I couldn't have been more excited. But it was a false breakout. What it was, the cartel, knowing that the Bernanke was going to talk the next day, stood back. Instead of suppressing price, they just stood back. Sucked everybody in. Let price go up $2 in a day. Got every last potential long in before the Bernanke spoke the next day. And then they put the hammer down. Quick reversal, and a fallback from March the 1st all the way into June. From 37 back down to 26. It's the same thing now, only it's in reverse. The cartel wanted to get every last speck involved on the short side. Instead of pulling their offer, they'll pull their bids. Again, remember, on every short sale from the speculators, there's a cartel member buying. They're on the bid. They wanted to create an air pocket. Simply pull their bids. We know they act collusively anyway. They all talk to each other. What if they say, okay, tell you what, tomorrow, Thursday, beginning at 9 o'clock Eastern, nobody bids for anything. Let the thing go bidless. And the market breaks 26. You get all these additional sell orders, these long-term sell orders from these long-term bulls. I mean, we could be down 10% in silver in a heartbeat. Every last seller will have sold. And who would be buying then on the way down in bits and pieces and finally stabilizing it? The banks, of course. And then the table would be set. I'm not saying it has to happen, but I'm warning you that it could. It almost makes logical sense that it would. So be ready. Again, we're seeing the speculators crowd in. I called them the greatest fools back on Monday. Remember I was telling you about how the open interest in gold had just declined like crazy since Cyprus had gone from 408,000 down to 407,000 as of Monday. Yesterday, with gold down $25, the open interest in gold surged by over 10,000 contracts back up to 417 and change. So gold's down 25 and the open interest goes up by 10,000. That, my friends, is short selling. That is a stampede into the short side. Again, who's taking the long side? The banks. Who are the shorts? The specs. It'll all be clear. The beautiful part was, is this all happened on a Tuesday. This will all be clear on Friday's Commitment of Traders report. It'll be epic. It'll be as plain as a nose on your face as to what happened. Silver saw the same thing yesterday, though not to the same degree. But silver got washed out, as you know, really got hammered yesterday too, and its open interest also rose, though only by 600. Nonetheless, that's 600 brand new fresh shorts that came in yesterday. And I'm sure some long capitulation as well. So, where do we stand? Where did this week, this Commitment of Traders week, come in? Remember, it's only 4 days because of Good Friday. But for the week, gold was down $21 for the reporting week. And open interest, because of the 10,000 rebound yesterday, was only down 2,000. Actually, I can't even read my own writing. It might be 2,600, regardless. What's going to be interesting, again, is the amount of rotation in gold. The speculator net long and the cartel net short ratios are going to be about as bullish as they can get. But they're going to be about as bullish as I've ever seen. I'm sure of that. And get a load of this. For the reporting week, for the COT reporting week in silver, price was down $1.43. If I wasn't so sure we're on the cusp of a major rally, I'd be depressed. Down $1.43 in just 4 days. But remember, as they say, everyone I know has a big but. But while silver was down $1.43, the open interest rose by 4,400 contracts. Again, clear sign of brand new short positions. And who is shorting? The specs. And who is buying? The banks. And I can tell you right now, we'll just see what the specifics are, but come Friday, you're going to get a COT report that is extraordinarily bullish. The net long ratio of the speculators would be down to something like 1.25 to 1, lower than I've ever seen. And the net short ratio of the banks be about the same place. Again, lower than I've ever seen. It's not an immediate indicator, that's for sure. I mean, it's been like this now for several weeks and getting progressively more bullish. It's not an immediate indicator. Doesn't mean that price is going to turn on Monday. However, it is, as plain as a nose on your face, it is a bullish indicator. It is telling you where this market is headed. And when we look back by the 4th of July, we'll go, huh, well, that sure worked again now, didn't it? I guess I should have been selling everything I had and buying silver futures at that point, because it's that strong of an indicator, that I'm convinced. So we'll get all the specifics come Friday. And if by any chance, the Grinches of the evil empire decide to raid the village and take every last ornament and every last crumb off the Who's table and drop silver down to 24 and gold down to 1400, there will be a moment in time there where the unthinkable will happen. We'll never get a report unless it happens to conclude next Tuesday. We'll never get a report to show it. But on an intra-week basis, the unthinkable will undoubtedly have happened, and that will be, in silver, the speculators will be net short. And the banks, the cartel, will be almost net long. Total flip-flop. Being a Grinch and going for washing out every single potential long and drawing in every single potential spec seller would tilt the COT to such a degree we'll have never seen it before and we will never see it again. It is that strong. It will be that strongly bullish. I tell you all this, one, just to help you keep the faith. I know this is hard to watch, but remember, we're not in control. Banks are going to let silver go up when they're ready. We're going to try to force the issue a little bit. But again, with no regulatory help, no desire to break the cartel, we're, as always, kind of at their mercy. But they know what's going on. They're not stupid. They know what the global demand is. They know where this is all headed. And they're not going to let it head there when they're a record amount of short. No question about that. Everything since September has been to build to this moment. We are almost there. Hang in there. Keep the faith. Shut your computer off. Add to your stack. Look away. Whatever you got to do. But I can tell you, just need to give it a little while. And price is going to rebound dramatically. We're going to start a new trend, and we're going to begin charging higher. Just that we got to get through this first. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. And thank you for your patience and your strength in dealing with these matters. You will be rewarded. This is your friend Turd signing off once again. We'll be back tomorrow with another exciting episode. But until then, I am out.